Nipissing Timiskaming NDP candidate Scott Robertson has fired the first shot in the expected federal election, calling it disappointing and unnecessary. Sources say we'll be heading to the polls for a federal election on September 20th. And that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will visit the Governor General Sunday to make the request. See. Trudeau expected to trigger fall election this weekend, the Prime Minister has not lost the confidence of the House. There is a lot of work and legislation that could be happening right now and really important issues that Canadians expect their politicians to be working on. It's expected to be a 36-day campaign, meaning voting day would be Monday, September 20th. There is enough common ground between the Liberals, New Democrats, and other opposition parties to make life better for Canadians. But we find ourselves going into an election and I'm ready to go. We are very clear on what our priorities are and how they will help our communities in Nipissing Temiskaming. Robertson points to North Bay's Community Safety and Well-Being Program C. Thousands respond to Community Safety and Well-Being Plan Survey. We have unique challenges in our district like housing affordability, the issue of mental health services and addictions, with particular focus on the opioid crisis. These are problems that are really diminishing our well-being and safety in our communities. These findings were supported by public consultations, academic research, and feedback from the service agencies like the OPP and North Bay Police who deal with public health and safety. These are priorities for New Democrats. Robertson says residents are also deeply concerned about climate change, long-term care standards, truth and reconciliation and pharmacare. And the NDP understands who should be paying for these investments in a pandemic recovery. That's why we're the only party proposing a tax increase for the ultra-wealthy and the massive corporations, such as Amazon, who have profited from pandemic conditions. The Liberal Party brand is half measures, broken promises and initiatives that are decades too late. They make policy promises on the campaign trail in order to passionately seek more power. He has his work cut out for himself, but Robertson says according to 338canada.com, for the first time in this federal electoral district, the NDP is polling in a clear second place and in Northern Ontario, the NDP is polling ahead of the Liberals. Now is the time for strategic progressive voters to support the NDP. I call on Greens to lend us their vote and join our campaign. I call on anyone but Conservatives voters and traditional Liberal voters to vote with the sense of urgency that the various crises we face merit. An NDP candidate has never even finished second in Nipissing, according to Robertson, but he's confident he'll be joining Charlie Angus, Carol Hughes and the rest of the NDP MPs in Ottawa. He told Beta Day he expects to draft a letter Sunday taking a leave of absence from the city councillor position. He'll be facing incumbent Liberal Anthony Rota, Conservative Stephen Trahan, the deputy mayor of East Ferris and People's Party candidate Greg Galanti.